Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the UFlex Limited Q2 FY23 results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Lizanne. Good evening, everyone, and on behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, I would like to thank you all for taking the time to join us on UFlex Q2 FY23 results conference call. From the company's leadership team, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group CFO, UFlex Limited, and Mr. Apoorvshree Chaturvedi, Director, EU Operations and Sustainability. We would open the call with opening remarks by management, followed by a Q&A session. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group CFO, UFlex Limited, to make the opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking your time out for this earnings call for Q2 FY23. At the outset, I would say that this has been a decent enough quarter. Yes, there are a few pluses and a few, you know, sort of things which didn't go the way, you know, they were going in the earlier quarters. While we did a revenue, incremental revenue of close to about 27% this quarter on a year-on-year basis, and on a year-on-year basis, we have a EBITDA at about 493 crore, which is again up by 16% on a year-on-year basis, and PAT is up almost 12% to 190 crore on a year-to-year basis. The liquid packaging business continues its robust performance, and even on a year-on-year basis, this quarter, we have 146% net revenue growth coming from the aseptic packaging business. Even the flexible packaging business, the revenue growth in this quarter has been close to about 28%. For an H1 basis, the revenue is up 36% to about close to about 7,900 odd crore. EBITDA is up 31% to 1,218 crore. PAT is up 30% to 565 crore. Liquid packaging, even last quarter, it had done pretty well. For H1, liquid packaging sales revenues are up 145%. Flexible packaging also for a full H1 basis, you know, the flexible packaging category business has about 24% growth in the revenues in the H1, which augurs well. This quarter, we saw some softening of the raw material prices for the polyester as well as the BOPP films. Obviously, when the raw material prices, it fell more towards the fag end of the quarter, and obviously then, you know, the prices fall, so you have to adjust your stocks based on the current prices levels and all that. Those things have contributed to lower volume as well as the lower margins in the packaging film industry. We've seen across the industry peers that in the packaging films industry, you know, the margin this quarter for all the players, whether it is SRF, Polyplex, Jindal Poly, Ester, so everybody has reported, you know, lower margins as compared to, Q1. But yes, on a year-on-year basis, still the numbers are much better. And that's what is reflected in all these numbers. And as I said, the silver lining is the other businesses are, both the liquid packaging as well as the flexible packaging are, sort of put up a decent performance in the H1 of the current financial year, which has compensated for the loss of revenues and the profitability on the packaging film side. Also for us, post the start of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, I think the energy crisis in Europe has also affected our margins. So for a H1 basis, versus the same period last year, if I were to see, we have Hungary, the energy costs are up 120%. Poland, the costs are up about 35%. So that has also been an additional factor for the European manufacturers, where the energy costs are impacting the margins. Fortunately, we don't have a crisis in terms of the availability of the energy so far. And, the plant has been constantly operating for the entire period, and we had no issues with respect to the availability of the energy, both power as well as the gas, so far. So largely, these are the financial metrics for the current quarter as well as for H1. The debt level for the company as a whole, the working capital again continues to be a bit of a where we are. We spent about during the period H1. Our working capital, net working capital deployment in our businesses have gone up by about 40%, but our debt level on an overall basis is up only by about 200 crores as compared to the last quarter, which is primarily because of our investments being made in our Dharwad facility and the Dubai CPP facility. So the Dharwad CPP facility has got commissioned in the last week of September, and the trial runs for the CPP Dubai as well as for the Dharwad BOPET are currently on, and hopefully in the current quarter or beginning of the next quarter we look to commission those capacities as well. The Panipat expansion for backward integration into the PET chips is also moving at its desired pace. And by FY25 is the target when we are likely to complete this, which will, sort of give us more security for our key raw material as well as will add on to the margins for our packaging, overall packaging films business. So that's it from me in nutshell as to how's been the quarter and the H1. And we are open to any questions at this point in time.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was related to the BOPEX spread. So I wanted to know what are the key reasons why the spread has, declined so much in the last 1 or 2 months. And given that our Dharwad plant is also coming in India, which is a very big capacity, how do you see the spread moving in the near term?
So I think the spreads are likely to go up again, probably, this is normally, current quarter is normally a lean quarter, but the starting next quarter, we are expecting that the spreads will be back, and we seeing that Europe in particular, the demand is affected because of the consumption issues, and people have to really choose between. They're paying much higher for their energy, so demand is a bit subdued there. So overall, I think after a gap of, I would say, close to about 3 years, where there has been only one way up on a quarter-to-quarter basis in terms of the growth charting for the whole packaging films industry. So this quarter, we've seen a bit of a correction, which is on account of demands slowing down, and also some capacity also came on stream in India. But we don't think so that is going to last very long. So maybe from the next quarter onwards, we'll have the margins again picking up.
Okay, got it. So in Europe, if I compare to, let's say, March quarter, what has been our volume decline? Because if I see overall volume from March quarter, it has declined by 9% at a time when aseptic packaging has also come in full force. So I wanted to know exact decline in those areas.
I think we don't share the numbers, the plant-wise and all that, but whatever decline you see on a quarter-to-quarter basis, that's basically because if you see on a quarter-to-quarter basis, the numbers for the packaging fill for the liquid packaging as well as for the flexible packaging have been, like I said, the net revenue in the flexible packaging has gone up by about 24% in the quarter, and by liquid packaging about 145%. And the Q2 numbers are also reflecting the same kind of a growth. So the resultant decline on numbers vis-a-vis the Q1 is only on account of the lower volumes in the packaging films business.
Got it. And lastly, sir, my question was on the working capital. So now that we have seen a decline in raw material, when do we think the working capital requirement will, squeeze and we'll have enough cash to repay debt?
No, so the debt amortization, whatever is happening, is happening. So there, I guided that, normally in a year about out of, long-term debt, which is about 3,700 odd crores for us, and the rest is the working capital, and then we have some cash and cash equivalents. So that number will go down by about 600 crores each year. So that's the 500 to 600 crores each year, and those repayments are happening. So the working capital release, if the when the prices come down, and so the working capital increase for us has been on two accounts. One is the volumes going up, which obviously means that you require more working capital. Aseptic packaging, as I said, that we last quarter also I said that what we are planning to do is rather than we planning to do much better than the rated capacity what we have about 7 billion packs from starting from January, and obviously because most of the items there we import, so you know, which has a longer lead time. So the working capital requirements have gone up in line with the incremental volumes which have already come our way, as well as also the incremental volumes what we are planning from liquid packaging, from Dharwad BOPET completion. Yes, in the current quarter, we see some respite on the working capital as the prices for the raw material and the finished goods both come down. But largely, what I'm trying to say is the working capital, the overall debt increase over the last quarter is only about 200 crore, which money has gone to fund the projects. And the working capital base largely we funded from the internal resources.
Okay. No, if I see our short-term debt compared to March, it is almost 600 crore up. So it was 91 crore versus 2068 crore. So do we see a decline in this going forward? Because our interest costs have also gone up.
I really don't think so that, you know, there'll be much decline in those numbers.
Got it. Fair enough. Thank you for answering my question and best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Yash Dantewadia from Dante Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. So this was a very decent set of numbers in the current macro environment. My first question is regarding your previous margin guidance that you gave for this financial year, which was 17 to 19% for the whole year. In the first half, we've seen a margin at an average of 14.5%. What is your guidance for the second half, sir?
I think we're still looking at about overall for the year as a whole 16% margins. And this is predicated now on the volumes coming our way from the liquid packaging starting from January. Even currently in the lean quarters today, we are doing above 90% capacity utilization in that business. Overall guidance with the expected margins coming back in the flexible packaging films business, I think we can still look at about 16% for the year as a whole.
So 16% for the whole year, then actually we are expecting the margins to come at around 17 to 18%.
Sorry to interrupt. Sir, your audio is not clear.
Audio is not clear.
Hello? Am I clear now?
No, sir. Can you use the handset mode while speaking? Because we are not able to hear you clearly.
Yeah, one second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. So I said, sir, for the second half, you are expecting net approximately 17% to clear the whole financial year with 16%, right?
16%, yes, you are right.
Yeah, and also my second question was with the aseptic packaging capacity utilization. Could you please make me understand how you kept the capacity utilization at 90%? Was it mainly because of exports?
Yes. The lean months now we are doing about 50% exports from the plant, and the export market continues to be very, very exciting.
Wow, this is really astonishing, because I really expected the capacity utilization to come at a lower point, especially in the non-seasonal time. So that's really good to know. Also, relative to your Dharwad capacity, when do you see the capacity utilization levels to move, let's say, up to 80-90%? How much time do you think it will take you to scale it up to that level? That's my first question.
Maybe about...
with the current demand scenario, of course.
12 to 18 months time.
And what would be your peak revenue as per the current spread? When this reaches at 80-90% capacity utilization?
So I think at about fourth 1,000 tons a month, it should give you about 700 crore top line.
Okay. So could you talk more about the raw material prices and the availability, and how do you see the raw material pricing going forward?
So the raw materials have corrected, and in line with the demand-supply equilibrium, the availability is now also much better. And I think we're not seeing any issues on the availability as we were seeing earlier, and the freight prices have also come down. So overall, I think this adjustment, which is now happening, will be probably end by the end of this quarter. And then we have a relative stability on the raw material prices as well as the freight prices and all that, and that will be a right time to predict the prices for the next 1 year or so. Right now, we're seeing that the prices have moved down, raw material in the last quarter, and they are marginally gone down in this quarter as well. So that.
So are we passing it on completely, the raw material, the prices coming down? Are we passing it on to our customers immediately?
So for the spot customers, yes, you have to do. And for the customers where they are linked to the indices or benchmarks and all that, there is a bit of lag. But raw forming packaging film prices means that flexible packaging, which was under pressure because of every quarter we were seeing the prices going up and all that. So they stand to benefit because they are the ones who have the past month's index-based contracts normally.
Has there been any update with your Dubai listing?
No. So that is, I think we have to wait because of the market conditions and all that. But we are constantly in touch with our investment banker, and they are now looking at somewhere in the Q2 and Q3 of the next financial year. When they say Q2, Q3, that's based on a calendar year basis.
Okay. My last question. Sorry for taking so many questions. But regarding your Panipat CapEx, could you please tell me what kind of ROE are you expecting on that CapEx?
About 18%. About 18%.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is from the line of Jiten Parmar from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon. This was a difficult scenario, kind of tracking this polyfilm company. And I think company has given a reasonable performance. My worry is, on another call, I heard that there is 40% capacity additions in 3 years in BOPET. If that is true, will it not lead to a supply glut? That is my question. And if you can throw some color on this.
So I don't think so. That is 40%. But whenever there is a bunching of a capacity, that's where it affects the business in a quarter or in two quarters and all that. And given that India demand is growing at about 10%-11% for the packaging films, I think this capacity adjustment will be much faster. The only thing is that when the events, all of the events happen at a particular one point in time, like Europe going down in terms of the consumption and that affecting the volumes over there. In India, some of the capacities coming into play. I think so So that is where I say that, you know, if we take the current quarter out, so next quarter things should be back in the line.
Okay. Asepto, long back we had, you know, when we started and we were expecting 20% kind of margins. Is that happening? I mean, what is the status there on Asepto?
Asepto margins, I would take it at anywhere between 15%-17% on a normalized basis. This, you know, when we started our new plant and there was so much of demand requirements and, you know, we could not adjust the plant fully. We had a situation where, you know, we had more wastage which led to fall in the margins. When I look at the current profitability, that is built on about 10%-11% margins from that business. Normally our guidance on a medium to long-term basis, our guidance on that business is 15%-17% or 18% kind of a margin, depending, you know. That variation will be more, you know, because of the paper or the foil prices. Otherwise, you know, we've till date, we've achieved those numbers in that business over the years, over the last couple of years. Because of this new plant commissioning and all that, the wastages were slightly higher, which have been addressed now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've been following Asepto division for a long time, and finally it seems that, you know, things are getting in place, though it did take longer than what I think all of us expected. It is good to see that, you know, it is going in the way. Now, you did mention in earlier question that capacity utilization there is 90%. Is there any plan of, you know, any expansion there in the future? If yes, then what will be the CapEx for it?
No, the first plan is can we do instead of 7 billion packs, can from the same plant we deliver 9 billion packs. That's the first endeavor. Once we complete that and we are able to book that capacity, I think that's when we will, you know, sort of start ideating about do we need to expand capacity there, and if that expansion has to be in India or abroad, given that, you know, the export markets have really, you know, we've really done well in terms of exporting. In fact, you know, this quarter for us has been our highest ever exports ever in the history of UFlex. Which is led by our aseptic packaging division as well as our chemicals business. Both are, you know, the exports have increased tremendously.
Perfect. One feedback I would like to give is, you know, if we can have an investor presentation every quarter explaining, you know, the mechanics of the different business, how they work and, you know, some more granular details, if they are given, it will help. Just a suggestion from my side. Question-wise, that's all I have. Thank you.
Sir, we've said that, you know, we're happy on the call to explain you some of the more insight. But because of certain, you know, competition dynamics, other dynamics, I think, we are refraining from, you know, on the call we'd be telling you as to what numbers for each business and all that. But, you know, we'd like to go keep it this way for some more time and then see.
Sure. If I may ask a question on this. Asepto, you know, what is the kind of revenue which we can do this year, and what are our expectations for next year as a separate division?
I think if we start doing about, say, 700 million packs or 800 million packs from January, we should look at about 1,500 odd crores.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank you so much. That's all. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Markets Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. See, there is a good amount of other income in the announced result. Can you, is it a operating income or?
That's all operating income. It's all operating income.
But why is it categorized as other income?
Because of the accounting norms. So something which is not sale and purchase, you know, that is not recorded as a revenue, that is recorded as an other income.
Okay, okay. And,
but it's all operational income. Nothing to do with an exceptional item or anything. There is none of that sort.
Okay. So, and you just guided for a 17% operating profit margin for the second half. So does it mean it will start that 70% you will hit this quarter itself, or it's a combined third and fourth quarter?
No, I think it is the H2 word when I'm saying, so not necessarily in this quarter.
Okay. And this 600 crore repayment, will that happen this year also, or you're talking from next year?
So I'm saying even this year, we had about 500 odd crores of the repayment.
Okay.
Which are being done gradually as they mature. So normally, as next couple of years, we have a number of about 600 crores every year, which is being paid. So today, we are not seeing a fall because we are adding on to the debt for our Dharwad, our Dubai, and now for our Panipat facility.
Okay, okay. And lastly, on the circularity front, I mean, if you can say something, what is the scenario you're looking at for next 2-3 years?
So
I think Chaturvedi is also there, probably he also can highlight these things.
Okay. So what, I think we are probably working quite extensively on some of these aspects, and we've realized that, you know, whatever we've done in the past to begin within our plants in India, that has been acknowledged, and there are new EPR guidelines which are now promoting recycling, which are now promoting biodegradable packaging. And in line with our success there, what we've also setting up a PCR facility in Mexico. We are also doing a multi-layer packaging recycling facility at Poland. We are also doing in Egypt, again, a PCR facility. Which is like converting the PET bottles into the PET chips and using them for making the PET films. The idea is, while the raw material, it enhances your raw material security, this is also works out to be a bit cheaper as compared to, you know, your virgin raw material. And it, the ultimate product that is made out of the recycled PET chips, which is the PET film, you know, that gives you a better pricing in the market. And, you know, going forward, I think that is the way to be. And it's better to be a pioneer and take a first mover advantage in that field, rather than, you know, just waiting for watching a situation and then following others. So, we have taken, quite a aggressive positioning in terms of showcasing, as well as in terms of ensuring that, you know, while we do all these investments, but because they also increase the circularity, they also means a higher profitability and a higher margins for us. So we be quite aggressive across most of our facilities to promote the recycling and the use of the recycled raw material. So that's been the end of it. In India, you know that the new EPR came into effect from July of this year. And again, though that has been deferred by a year, but, you know, one thing is very clear on that the government is focusing on biodegradable as well as the recycling.
and we have capability in both of them. And obviously, next couple of years, as the brand owners have to have higher obligations each passing year to reaching up to 100% levels, I think these investments are going to be quite good in the times to come. Mr. Purshiri Chaturvedi, also you said that if he can also contribute, I'll request him to kindly give his views on some of the. Hello.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Hello.
So if that answers your question, then
yeah, that answers my question. I mean, if he can add something, then that will be great. But if he that's it. Hello.
I think let's move on.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avnisha from Aruka FinCap. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to ask, what will be the peak debt that is expected?
So I think we're not going to add much of the debt. I think except Dharwar now, all other things have been completed. So while we'll add fresh debt, maybe 100 million, but we'll pay that much also during the next 12 months odd or so.
Okay, fine. And any CapEx guidance other than this Panipat plant?
No, as of now, nothing. There could be a few in a large facility like this. There are always some of the balancing equipment and all that, but there is no increased capacity that is there as of now.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Arushi Shah from Sushil Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. I have two questions. Number one being, is there any competition or something for the aseptic business? And if you could throw some light on the entry barriers.
So, aseptic, there is already a competition because you have Tetra Pak, which is the biggest deli. So they are in India for many years, and they basically have a sizable chunk of the market, maybe over 70% market share that they have. So that competition is always there, and the market is growing, as I guided earlier also, at 18 to 20% annually. So obviously, in a high market, maybe in the next couple of years, maybe we can have one more entrant also in the market. But when the market is growing so fast, so the existing players also, so we're not saying that, we've come and the Tetra Pak has shrunk. So while they may have shrunk in the terms of, their market share, But if we look at the overall volumes and numbers coming from them also, they'll be equally healthy.
Okay. And also, one more thing, the backward integration plant, which is there, I think, in Panipat, right? So how much would that translate into the margins, if you could quantify it, a ballpark number?
Yeah, I said that, that project has an ROE of ROI of about 18%. It cost us about, that project cost, we've already communicated to the markets about 587 odd crores with the 18% kind of a return that we are expecting from that. So I think, but how much it means for the films business and all that, you know, I frankly don't have the calculations before me.
Okay, sir. And you know, we spent in the H1 on purchasing of new PP because as I see, there is a little bit of jump in the cash outflow. Purchase of, you know, is there any
purchase of
property, plant and equipment?
Okay.
So, is there a significant capex, or we've just finished our capex, whatever we had taken up, or something like that?
So, there's no other capex other than what we have we've already disclosed. Anything which is not capacity accretive and all that can still be there. Some coating machine here and there and things like that. But, you know, the larger ones are only contributing to the increase in the PPE.
Okay. And so do we have a definite number per year which we allocate to the replacement and maintenance capex, or just normal?
No. There's no number on that.
Okay. Thank you for taking my question. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rishabh Shah from Anubhuti Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just one question on these post-consumer recyclate and multi-layered plastic recycling facilities which we are planning in Mexico, Poland and even Egypt going forward. So what are the capex that we are envisaging on these, and what are our internal numbers, revenue or maybe margin guidance or ROE, which you can help us, and how soon we can get expect these to be commissioned?
I think these will be all commissioned within this financial year itself. I think the ROIs currently are a bit unbelievable, but these investments are really small, depending on the size, the sizing of the plants range from 3-4 million each plant to about 10 million at the best.
Okay, so these will be largely funded from internal accruals itself?
Or there may be, if there are some, facilities available where you get a benefit in terms of, because, you know, these are recycling and all that, so we'll always like to avail that. Any cheaper financing options available for any of these?
Okay. So, post that also, we are planning to repay almost 600 crores of debt this financial year, correct, no?
Yeah. I think this year was probably 500 odd crores. Next year it is. So, FY24 is about 600 odd crores.
Understood. And any sort of this recycling plant or a recycling plant you are planning in India? I think the last quarter...
India, we already have. We already have at our Noida facility and all that. So, there's no plan there. We just, for the aseptic recycling, we doing a small investment. I think that was 4-5 crores. So that we are doing.
Perfect, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking my question. Just wanted to understand when we are already knowing that there is a overcapacity. Everyone is talking about overcapacity in global space. So normally, when what time frame it takes to absorb these kind of capacity addition, and when we are expecting that normalization in demand supply scenario?
So, I think just to get your question split into two parts, internationally there is no overcapacity situation. Okay. We've seen some because of the Europe consumption decline, we've seen some impact over there. But there is not an oversupply situation which is impacting over there. In India, there is a couple of plants which are coming into play in H2 now, including our Dharwad facility and all that. And I have said that, next quarter onwards, I think that adjustment would have already happened, and the margins will be back to their normal.
Okay. And someone has already asked, sorry to repeat, but looking at the current debt profile looking at our strong cash generation in the business also, so wanted to understand, since there's no major capex lined up post all these what already I've mentioned, so how is our debt would be looking in next 2 to 3 years, maybe 2024-25, and any further capex plan lineup?
I think I've already answered that by giving you an amortization schedule of our debt. And other than what we've already disclosed in terms of our expansion plans, there's nothing what we are likely to planning underway. I think after we complete Dharwad, after we are see our numbers on the aseptic packaging beginning from January, coming January, I think that's the time when you would look at, evaluate and then see whether you need to invest more or consolidate for some more time and make plans accordingly. But as of now, whatever is there, we've already shared with you.
Okay. And in our overall portfolio, how much would be the contribution from the value-added products, and are we looking to expand the portfolio going forward for this value-added product?
I think we are doing that. As I said that, these require investment in some coating machines and all that, which is being done in Egypt as well as in Mexico. So we're looking to do, sort of more value added from there. So I think that's the way to go, the recycling, the PCR, the MLP, and some of the facilities which are, give you the value added films.
So, in terms of adding more value-added products for going forward?
I'll not be able to give you more guidance on this as of now. I think let's wait for one more quarter or two more quarters to,
sort
of tell you as to how we'll guide you for the value-added part. So value-added part would also be PCR, would also be some of the coating investment that we are doing.
And certainly that would lead to margin expansion.
So that's what is expected.
Okay.
If you,
that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. We thank the management for this call. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.